What's up, everybody? It is Vegas Vince with another case study from the new Barter Secret program. And we're going to start off with one that's literally going to blow your mind. It's one everybody asked me about, and we're going to give you a little insight tonight in how this program can literally help you to buy high, sell low, and still make money. And that is not a misprint or a verbal typo, Pete. We've got one of our most successful students, a good friend of mine, Sylvia Roth, live on the line. She's going to actually run through a real-life example and prove to y'all that this can be done, and it is not rocket science. This is Vegas Vince, back at you in a minute. All right, we lost the theme music. Let's get ready to roll. All right, guys, one of the most outlandish and compelling parts of that sales page that you probably read, and the one that seems to generate the most interest and questions, is the premise that you can go out and buy high, sell low, and still make money utilizing the leverage and certain specific techniques available in the barter industry, techniques that you haven't heard before and techniques that have never been taught before. Once again, this is a multi-billion dollar industry and probably the only multi-billion dollar industry where there is very, very little quality information available, and there's a reason for that particular reality, but we'll get into that later. Can you buy high, sell low, and make money? The answer is absolutely yes. And by the way, I am not talking about going short on pork bellies or commodities. I'm not talking about shorting the stock market. This has absolutely nothing to do with futures trading or the stock market. So we're not talking about stocks, and we're not talking about orange juice and wheat and, you know, gold and silver and commodities. Again, one of the great advantages of the barter world is the ability to create instant leverage that is powerful and easy to do, and it literally can allow you to cherry-pick things in the barter world that you can turn around and sell in the cash world and generate fast and easy profits, and we've been doing it for a long time. A lot of my students have been doing it very successfully for the past 3 months since we put the initial course out there. One of the young ladies I have on the line tonight is a friend of mine, Sylvia Roth. She's a young mom who resides up in Calgary, Canada, has 5 young children, was one of the very first people I shared these techniques with. Sylvia had come down to visit me at my restaurant here in Florida. One night we're sitting at the bar. I started discussing barter with her. You know, like a lot of people, she probably thought it was chickens for goats. But as she learned, this business is so much more than that, and it has nothing to do with that. In essence, it's really about how to capitalize and create massive leverage that you can turn around and turn into spendable cash. Make a long story short, Sylvia ended up becoming one of the best real-life students I've ever had. She's one of the top independent traders now in the barter world in Calgary, Canada, and probably all of North America. She does a massive amount of trading in her own account. She also is a trade director for one of the largest barter exchanges in North America. And you'll be learning a lot more about Sylvia down the road and how she's going to benefit you and your business. Real exciting stuff. This girl knows her stuff. Real proud of her. And Sylvia, we're going to talk tonight about a deal you did back on June 19th in which you went on the barter exchange and purchased and I'm going to check my notes here to make sure I get this right, correct me if I'm wrong, a 1.73 carat gem quality GIA certified diamond, D color VS2. For those of you who know diamonds, know that's a big stone and it's a high quality stone. And it retailed for $15,000, and that was a very fair price. Sylvia purchased it not with cash, but with $15,000 in trade dollars. She then turned around and sold that exact diamond here in Florida for $7,000 cash. Now, if you do the math, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute. She bought it for $15,000. She sold it for $7,000, so she must have lost $8,000. That's what most of you are thinking. The truth is, she actually made $4,000. And I'm going to try to let her explain how that works. So, Syl, if you are on the line, run us through it, girl.
I am on the line. Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Essentially, with barter, you've got the whole leverage opportunity, which means that one trade dollar doesn't cost you one cash dollar. It costs you whatever it took to create
Thank
that trade
you.
Dollar.
So let's for the, to run this by quick, and I know, of course, I'm privy to the deal here. Basically, the $15,000 trade dollars that you used to purchase this diamond cost you, if I'm not mistaken, to generate about $3,000 in real money.
Yep, that's correct.
So basically what you did, for those of you people that want to look at it a different way, if it's more logical, Sylvia Roth basically bought a $15,000 diamond for 15 cents on the dollar, which is in essence buying a $15,000 diamond for 85% off. So basically, she generated $15,000 in trade dollars out of $3,000, turned around, bought the diamond, flipped it for $7,000, gave somebody a hell of a deal, priced to sell fast, and ended up making $4,000 net, because you got $7,000 and it cost you $3,000. So really, in essence, you did dip, buy high and you did sell low. And I know you've done these type of deals before as well, correct?
Yes. And I still continue, of course, in my own trading account to do them every day.
and it really, the first question people are going to have is this rocket science? Do you have to have a bunch of money, et cetera, et cetera? And I think the greatest thing about this program is you went into barter knowing absolutely nothing. And by the way, within literally, I think we talked about barter back in April. By June, you had done this deal. You've actually now become one of the top traders in the country, and you have traded everything from bass fishing trips to jewelry to SEO services, some
artwork.
Stuff. Yeah, artwork. And I know you don't paint, and I know you don't like fishing, so I guess the point I'm trying to make is you've created trade dollars literally oftentimes off the talents of other people, correct?
That's absolutely correct. And you touched on the fact about it, whether or not it requires money to do. I started out with nothing. I offered my own services, which was the SEO services that Vince was talking about, and built up from there. So not a cent went into it.
So really the trade dollars that you had initially generated cost you nothing because you were selling SEO packages, I think, for $997. And by the way, you had so much business, I know that you actually had a waiting list of clients for that.
I had a waiting list, and I actually had to pull the listing because I couldn't keep up with the clients wanting the services. So it's definitely a tight-knit little community where there's not a million other people selling stuff. So this is really, really simple.
And as far as things that people, when people say, well, you know, because again, people keep thinking barter, chickens for goats, direct trading. This has nothing to do with this. We're not really teaching people so much about barter. We're teaching people how to create wealth out of very little. We're in the leverage business. And the one thing about organized trade is you have, in the case of the organization that Sylvia is a part of, there are 24 to 25,000 businesses that are literally desperate to buy what you have to offer if you're willing to do business with them. And you can literally take a dollar and turn it into $10 and go out and purchase things on the trade exchange that would cost you $10 cash. So you can either save a ton of money or you can turn around and cash convert by selling something for 50 cents on the dollar that you basically cost you 10 to 15 cents to generate. So there's a numerous ways to do this. And again, for those people say, how in the hell do you buy high and sell low? I think you illustrated it perfectly with that diamond. That was a great trade. I'm not saying that type of high quality diamond shows up every day, but when it did, you jumped on it.
Of course.
And we sold it for $7,000, and that was a nice $4,000 profit. And deals, guys, are out there every single day like this. This is the funnest business in the world, and I think as Sylvia will tell you, you can either create an income stream or you can save a ton of money. There's absolutely no reason why a lot of you business owners are paying cash for a lot of things you're paying cash for, and that's something later on in this particular program Sylvia is going to show you how to eliminate altogether. And we're looking forward to having you do that too, Sylvia, because I know you got some great ideas and you're actually out there doing it.
Yes, every day, and I've got businesses that are saving money, making money, doing everything you said, and then there's the independent traders like myself that can go out and save money in their personal lives. For example, one of my sons needs braces. In the cash world, those would cost me $5,000. In the iTech world, it works out to about $750.
Or braces for a kid. And that, and right there, guys. So really, in essence, that $4,200 or say $4,300 that you're saving for braces, you can now save for something else that you need. That's probably, you know, that's, I guess my point is money saved is money earned. And by the way, we're not talking about saving a little money. If you're talking braces for $5,000 or $6,000 that you're picking up for $750 cash, that's not like a little 10% coupon discount. That's massive savings. I mean, it really is.
It's not even, for those of you that are concerned that it'll be second-rate products, etc., on the trade exchange, it's everything you find in the cash world. Like, the dentist isn't some back-alley dentist. It's a normal dentist that you'd take your kid to any other day.
Exactly. I mean, I know for a fact that I have actually secured some very high-end cosmetic plastic surgeons on trade. I have probably traded $50,000 in vacation properties in the last year. I'm talking houses that I'm staying in for what amounts to $150, and I can stay there for a week, and they're renting for like $2,000 a week in the cash market. And again, when we get back to the buy high, sell low, it is a fundamental use of leverage. You know, you can go in, you can pick things up on the trade exchange for full retail, but they're not costing you that. That's what you're paying for them on trade. The whole crux of this system is to show you guys how to generate trade dollars, in some cases right out of thin air, go out and purchase things in the barter world that you would normally pay cash for. And again, Sylvia is a master of helping businesses eliminate a good portion of their expense sheet, printing, hotels. In many cases, she can come in and help you knock 15 to 20% of your expenses off. And if you're a small business, that's massive. If you're a single mom, it can be massive as well. You can be an independent trader. You can be just a person looking to go out and look for a new opportunity. This will work for you. You can also be a business, and this will work for you. And it's very simple. It's very powerful. And Sylvia, I appreciate the case study on the diamond. That was a great deal. And I know you probably wanted to keep that diamond, but for $4,000, that was a hell of a trade.
That was a hell of a trade. And
it was.
Nice to have money in my pocket.
You got it. This is Vegas Vince with a case study from Barter Secrets. We will continue to be delivering you guys quality information on how to exploit the trade industry, and this is stuff that has never been put out there before, except when we tested this on the World Famous Warrior Forum. Everybody who's aware of this information knows it's quality, it's life-changing, it's groundbreaking. And we thank you for your time, and we'll try to get back with you tomorrow with a new case study. Thank you, Sylvia Roth.
Not a problem.